Hey Kevin, it's Grant again.
What's going on?
Yeah,
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty well. Anyways, I'm just want to conclude our conversation. TTI medical transport. I'm gonna shoot that off to Knight and Ibis, and I'm gonna give Everest a call to see what their policy is, and go from there. The next one would be Nova. My thoughts were Everest and Knight and Ibis for that third position. I think that would be our best chance. Again, quarter spot could be an option. They're like IOU, but they have this extreme transparency policy where as soon as the person's like signing docs online, it's going to be like, oh, you know, here's the amount of interest here, and this is how much your broker's making. And then like they tell them how much money the broker's making, which is kind of a turnoff for a lot of our sales reps. You know, you sound really distant, like you're on speakerphone. I can't quite hear you.
No, I'm not on speakerphone. Can you...
Let me turn it up. Go ahead one more time.
How many points do they allow?
Six.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm not that worried about that. I mean, obviously, these guys are money whores. So.
Yeah. And I do think that they might... like just see the previous balances and do a quick decline, but you know, if it's no harm in me submitting for right now, since they've already been a lot of places, and I can also send it off to Everest, Knight, and Ibis, and just see if we can't get a third here as well.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, I just wanted to talk through those deals with you so to make sure we're on the same page, and I'll get right on top of those both.
As far as what?
Nova? Earl L. Novin, MD?
Yeah, so, I'm sorry. We've got a couple options on that one. We have the quarter spot that calls the client.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like an on-deck online checkout, you know? They'll talk them through it once we choose to use their loan, if they offer it. And then they'll be like, oh, you know, here's the amount you're getting. And then your broker's going to make like $5,000 off this transaction. And that's pretty much it. We don't do too many loans with them, but we have certainly in the past.
Okay. What is our other option?
Everest and Knight and Ibis for third positions.
Okay. Sorry, I thought when we first started talking about that, I thought we were still talking about
okay. About what? Oh, yeah, no, I thought we were talking about the Dr. Earl Nova, MD.
Okay. All right. I mean, it sounds like they're both kind of in the same position.
Yeah, they are in similar positions.
Okay. All right, sounds good. And then I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
My sister-in-law works for a company. They're looking for about 5 mil.
You know, that almost seems like some sort of MD2U situation where it just depends on the structure of the company, and maybe we can finagle it in a way like if there are multiple factions, we could finance multiple factions and get, you know, maybe a couple million, but we don't really have any lender that would lend up to 5 mil. The max is with BFS. That's 2 mil. We have Rapid, who's doing 1 mil, and MCC that can go up to 500,000. And the thing about Rapid, they're a new lender and they can go up to 1 mil. But if they have good credit and they want to offer this program, it'd be like 18 months and only 1.5 points of commission or 5 points commission, maybe maximum on a deal of that size. Very best case scenario. At Rapid. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Rapid came out and visited with us, and we brought that up with them, and they're working on finding another funding source so that they can do that. But for the time being, they're already at a place where they can lend up to $500,000 of their own money and not rely on other funding sources. Yeah, just the corporate structure could maybe give us some more like creative ideas on how to get them additional funding. I know we can't do $5 million with any of our current sources, but we could potentially break it up and get them a mill here and a mill there if they're broken up in a certain way.
Okay.
You know, like with MD2U, we're going to get those three on decks out of the way and get them over 600K, so.
Yeah, no, I know. It's one thing to try to find a way to get somebody closer. I just don't know.
Yeah, it would be unconventional for them.
I don't know how important it is hitting $5 million. That's what I gotta find out. Is $2 million even gonna help with what you guys are looking to do, or is five some sort of magic number?
Certainly. Yeah. All right. Okay. Sounds good. Amy and I will be waiting that email. Hopefully, there's something we could do for them.
Cool.
All right. Let me know if you need anything else. All right. Bye.